Won't you go? Won't you sing?
That keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
There's plenty to worry about these days without having to suffer the embarrassing pain and discomfort of asteroids. But keep your head and your chin up, because the United States Office of Science and Technology Policy, if it hasn't just been cut, and the UN's Office for Outer Space Affairs now tells us that 2024 YR-4, a space rock headed our way, has only a 2.3 chance of striking Earth. These agencies who report on such things have set a 1% threshold on near-Earth objects that require reporting, which is the only reason we're hearing about it. Also, 2024 YR-4 is just 130 to 300 feet across, a mere pebble compared to the one that killed the dinosaurs, which is estimated to have been 6 to 9 miles in length. This new roid's small, but it is fast, traveling about 38,000 miles an hour, and would pack a punch if it were to strike our planet. Then again, with 70% of Earth's surface covered by water, there's a good chance it could just make a hell of a splash. And here's another reason not to worry your chicken little head. 3 years ago, NASA launched the DART spacecraft. Its sole purpose was to crash into a 525-foot asteroid named Dimorphos, in hopes that the impact could change the speed and direction of the space rock. Guess what? It worked, marvelously. Now all we have to do is build a fleet of asteroid-deflecting spacecraft to create an Iron Dome-style anti-asteroid system and get some very rich people or person to pay for it. That would require the ultra-rich to be more concerned with saving the planet than destroying it. But I guess if the asteroid is big enough to be a real pain in the butt, there's always a chance. I'm Cal Code, impacting this week new music from Al Sera and the Nubatones, and Femi Kuti with a political comment. Seasons of the Road is an old-style concept album meant to be listened from start to finish. It took 5 years to make, recording in Beirut and Sudan. From Al Sera and the Nubatones, here's the opener, Fael Fi Aldanum. You've discovered World Beat Canada Radio.
1, 2. 1, 2, 3.
حكاية من البداية. See how politics don't expose them.
See how politics don't expose them.
brand new for Femi Kuti, the eldest son of Fela Kuti, and some Afrobeat called Politics Don't Expose Them. And doesn't it just? Here's Canadian Alex Henry Foster with something really cinematic from his album Kimono, featuring Momoka Kimyo, as we slip into a silent stream from World Beat Canada Radio. Canadian soundscapes, brand new music ahead from Don Barbarino and Riza Shen. They're from Montreal, a thumb piano inspired track called Imbira Brack. That's next. My name's Cal Coat. Thanks for joining me for this ride on the global side. Odd time of year for a harvest, but that is time to reap. From the brand new Warsaw Village Band and Basiliki album, it's called Twines, or Splotky. It just dropped, and there's another track for you. How many people get to celebrate their 90th birthday with a brand new album? Ebo Taylor is such a guy, along with Adrian Young and Ali Shahid Muhammad. Here is the icon of Ghanaian high life with Obi Dawa, or If Someone Loves You, from World Beat Canada. Fanfare brings us to our touch of the familiar. We played this a couple of weeks ago, but I thought you should hear it again because it's a great track, and I just heard it as the background for a commercial for the Christian faith, of all things, on the SNL 50-year celebration. And it was a pretty good commercial, and it was sung by Johnny Cash. Here you go, this time by Alcazar. It's Your Own Personal Jesus, Your Touch of the Familiar, from World Beat Canada Radio.
Oh,
reach out and touch faith. That is Kisses El Isa, or Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode, here by Alcazar, who have just released a new album called Uncovered, which was recorded in Paris, Tunis, and Bamako and other places. More great new spins on the way on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me. I'm Cal Cote.
I booked a train of light above us. The sun is in the
I don't need that fitty.
from Latin America, sort of. We heard from Rares Cara and 50-50 featuring Tanya Morales. He's from Bucharest and she's a Peruvian vocalist. And that there, that was the Chamanas and Purple, Yellow, Red, and Blue from their album Once Once. And they're originally from Chihuahua and El Paso. More brand new music, this time from Melbourne, Australia, and Sikh Kirtan singer Manika Kaur. It's Siddhara from World Beat Canada Radio. the Six Degrees label is called Devotion, Manika Carr. The Altons are from L.A., and they have a new single called Del Cielo Te Cuido, or I Take Care of You from Heaven. Isn't that a nice thought? A tender Latin ballad is coming your way. My name is Cal Coe. Thanks for joining me for World Beat Canada Radio.
Tus ojos como la luna, noche y día, nunca me dejan, y esta vida solo está.
Solo estaré.
Blah Blues are treated to a remix by guitarist Gitkin. That was Bangoro from originally the album Swaken by Babla Blues. The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer have been burning down houses around Vancouver for quite some time, and the Harpoonist, that's Sean Hall, has gone out on his own and come back with a new album. Here is Heartbreak Autobahn, your palate cleanser from World Beat Canada Radio.
Bye.
terrific harmonica. That's why they call him the Harpoonist. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pyrite Communications, our sister broadcast podcast, Celt in a Twist, with Patricia Fraser. Find our homepage at worldbeatinternational.com. Sign up for our weekly e-blast, and you get all this information and all the programs and our album covers of the week and our charts and everything else straight to your inbox. We'll take this home with Shane Sato. He's a Japanese-American and something he calls gospel type. But we'll go out on a timely quote from Hunter S. Thompson. The Gonzo journalist said, in a world of thieves, the only final sin is stupidity.